to Luz in San Diego, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio, KCEO 1000 AM. Luz, you are on with Carla Broussard.
Yes. Thank you. I had a question in regards to relics.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that there are first order, second order, I don't know if third order.
Yeah.
I think I know what they are. First order are specific things belonging to the saint and
right.
maybe a piece of bone or something like that.
Okay.
And second order, is it something that's rubbed against something belonging to the saint? Is
right.
that what it is?
Yeah, so
okay.
you're correct in saying that there are three classes, three orders of relics. And from my understanding, the first class or the first order is, as you mentioned, is a piece of the body of the saint. Maybe it's a hair, maybe it's a piece of their bone, etc. That would be a first-class relic. A second-class relic would be an item or a piece of an item used by the saint. So it might be their clothing, piece of their clothing. It might be the Bible that they use, or in the case of a priest who is a saint, maybe his vestments, his chasuble, piece of his chasuble that he used. So that would be a second-class relic. And then the third class relic, from what I understand, is a piece of cloth or something that would be touched to a first or second class relic. So that, you know, that would be considered the third class. So it's great if you can have a first class, obviously. It's cool if you can have a second class, and then you have the third class, but, actually, it should go the other way around, right? It's great if you can have a third class. It's cool if you can have a second class. And it's absolutely cool and great if you can have a first class. So hopefully that's helpful for you.
So the highest level is absolutely cool and great.
Amen.
That's what we're working towards.
That's right. That's
okay.
what we want. Yeah.
All right.
which is a beautiful thing. And, you know, if I'm pronouncing Luz?
Luz.
Luz, you know, I'm glad you bring this up, because this idea of a relic is very important when we're having this conversation about the saints. Because many of our Protestant brothers and sisters will look upon us as Catholics and our practice of honoring and venerating relics as something weird, right? And this is, where is this in the Bible? Well, actually, there are several passages in the Bible that serve as a biblical foundation for the Catholic understanding of relics. I mean, for example, in Acts chapter, I think it's Acts chapter 19, yes, verse 12, we read about the handkerchief of Paul and how his handkerchief was used to bring about healing and miracles. Now, granted, here's a pop quiz for you, brother.
Oh, no.
What class of relic would Paul's handkerchief be?
Well, he's an apostle, but I'm going to say, he gives me the answer. Everyone was watching
everyone
on the
Facebook,
camera could see that you're holding up
That's
two
right.
fingers. But I was going to say, too, I just want you to know that.
There you go, brother. Second class relic, right?
Yes, right.
So, Luz, here we have a biblical example of a second class relic that God actually uses to impart healing, which points to another Catholic principle, namely the sacramental principle, that God uses material things to communicate spiritual blessings. And so it's essential to our, it's very important to our Christian faith that we venerate the relics and that we try to acquire the relics, which we can't buy, by the way, or sell them, but we can try and acquire them through them being handed down and venerate them in the sense of honoring them and teach our children to do so as well, because it's a part of our Christian heritage. So thank you for the call, Luz.